PL Toshim Pei Dalet, Rav Eliezer Halfen Schlitter.
Rosh Hashanah coming up. Elul is the month of Achana for Rosh Hashanah. As we know, the theme of Rosh Hashanah is Malchius. Everyone knows that. Malchius, yeah, we changed to Melech HaKadosh. And you'll see the word HaMelech, this prince, is very big in the Machzor. And the Chazan says it loud, Malchius. The Gemara says, Imru Lefonai Malchius. You should say Malchus in Rosh Hashanah to make me into a Melech. So in the Gemara, yeah? Malchus, that's the theme of Rosh Hashanah. So Psalm is the Chayin of Rosh, it brings the Shmuzin from Simchas Yisrael. What do you mean? Make me, we need to make Hashem into a Melech? Make me into a Melech. Hashem needs us to make him into. So Matthias, the boy is the Melech, Malchus, and Rosh, what do you mean? Make me into a Melech. The boy is a Melech. Right. So he says, the Pshat is, the Melech means we should be Makabal his mouth. Right? The boy is a Melech. The idea of Rosh Hashanah is that we are makabel, we accept his malchus. And there's a deek in the posse, ki l'ashem hamalucha u'moysheil bagoyim. A moysheil is one who rules by force. Like we've got a despot, a dictator. It's ki l'ashem hamalucha u'moysheil bagoyim. A moysheil means a moysheil, whether you like it or not. A balkocham. The idea of Rosh Hashanah is the Malchus, we should accept the Malchus of Rosh Hashanah. Melech is a Melech anyway, with the like of so I'm saying, we shouldn't be Malchus, it should be Umalchusoi Verotsoi in Kibla Aleyem. This is Rosh Hashanah. Makabal Malchus Verotsoi. Malchus of Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah of Melech is Machayah, we should keep mitzvahs. It's a man of tshuva. We don't say video in Rosh Hashanah. But Ein Lecha Tshuva Godlam is there. We accept the Malchus of Ribbono Shel'Olam. So automatically we make a chesed. Are we being loyal subjects of the king? The Malchus is Machai of Tshuva. There's no Vidi Rosh Hashanah. No Archeit. Oh, but it says Man from Tshuva. The Shofar says Man from Tshuva. And the Tshuva is they want to reaffirm our allegiance to the Melech.
We are subjected ourselves.
Subject, yeah. We are loyal subjects of the king. Now, okay, so I'm now going to digress for a moment to Halacha and Hilchus Erevin, and we'll come back. We'll see the Shaykh in a minute. I'm going to connect this something in Hilchus Erevin, so you'll see the connection shortly. There's Halacha, as we make an Erevin a start, what do? First of all, you build all the walls, the mechitzas. And then you have, that makes it into a Shusha Yoch. And then you have the Erev. What is the Erev? The Erev is the bread, the matzahs, that combines everybody. Now, interesting. Nowadays, how they do it is, they lift up a box of matzahs and everyone's got a share in it. Now, in the times of the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch, it seems, they did a very long window. They went around collecting bread from everybody. Strange. Didn't do this here. They could do. It seems the Gemara talks about knocking on, hello, can I have a bit of flour for the Eruv, please? They went around house to house collecting flour. Strange. Simple Eitzah. Be Mazaka. We do Ziki. No one needs to know they're joining in. It's just automatic. Now it's everyone, every Yid, including Erev, yeah? Zochin the Adam Shrei Bafanov. They have no problem. You don't have to knock on your hello. I'm collecting for the Erev. But it's Malach Gomorrah and the Shulchan Aruch, it talks about going around collecting for an Erev. Everyone gives some flour or some money. Now, you state in the Gomorrah, sometimes a person forgets to join in. Could happen. Somebody doesn't contribute to the Erev. So if somebody doesn't contribute to the Erev, he's spoiled to everybody. Again, not more. Nowadays, impossible to happen. Because you pick up a box of matzahs for the whole show, everybody's included. But it's not for some reason, the more talks about, didn't do this. They went round, hello, Erev, please, I'm collecting for the Erev. Everyone gave whatever he gave. Well, so it can be a matzias where somebody forgot to give or didn't give for the Erev. In which case, he's not part of it. Now, if this person's not part of it, he spoils it for everybody. Because an Erev means all the people live within the boundaries of this. First you build the mechitzas, with the tools of Pesach, with the strings, that's boshet. That's the Hilchus Shabbos chayin, making the Shusha Yochid. That means in Rambam and Hilchus Shabbos, not Hilchus Erev. And Erev means the matzah, the food, that's Hilchus boshet, that's building the wall. When you build the wall, the tools of Pesach, you've got a Shusha Yochid. It's a enclosed. Then you have to make sure you still can't carry, because you mustn't carry from your private house to a communal area. So the idea of the Erev is everybody's one big family, and you have the rights. Now, going to, I think it's in Steen Court Shul, is it? The Bokka Matzah, that's it. Everybody's all one, we're all together. But those, if somebody forgot to give, then if they would not do the Ziki, just go there, then he spoils it. So, Shteit in Gemara, he has to be Mevatel his Rishus. That means that person, for this Shabbos, I'm renouncing my ownership. Because if he's not Mavakel Shores, you've got a problem. Because this is a communal area and he's a private person. So you can't, he's Mavakel Shores to suspect him to carry, otherwise he's got the shame. So he's the one who says, Rishusim Mavakel. This Shabbos, I agree not to carry. I'm renouncing my ownership for this Shabbos. So that's what you have to do for a bit. Again, if you would now have got the gear, because everyone's got a share in your box of matzahs, but if you went around collecting individually and one person did not join in, he's going to spoil the aid of everybody. So he has to make a bit of Rosh. He says, Roshusim, he can say to all the people, Roshusim of a teres. Yeshayim and Nukulchem to all of you. Now, it's Mashmah Shukhanov, is an opinion which says you have to say individually, Roshusim, Lacha, Lacha, Lacha. Strange. It's halacha. One opinion is that you just say, Rishusi Mavotezgo. All you people here, that means the whole of all the residents of all Erev, I'm out of it. I don't want to spoil it for you. I'm as if I don't live here in the Shabbos. There is a shit you have to say, Lacha, Lacha, Lacha. Individually, every person individually. Why should that be? Why can't you just say Lekulchem? Why can't you say, I'm Mavakram just to all of you? It's stating the Taz, the Pshat is, so if he says all of you, you might think Rubber Kukuli. All doesn't always mean all. We know Klal, Rav is like all. Rubber Kukuli. Strange, right? So that Klal, Rubber Kukuli. Like, yeah, so you have a minion, and four people walk out, six people left, Rubber Kukuli. Yeah. So Allah, Rav is good. For many things, Rav is good enough, yeah? Rubber Kukuli, yeah? You drink the Rav Kiddush Kukuli, Rav. Oh. So state halacha, when it comes to bitl rishus on Shabbos for Erevin, if there is an opinion which says, actually not, I don't think it's halacha actually, there is an opinion which says, if this person says, rishusi mevoteres lekulchem, it's no good, because he hasn't made it clear he means everybody. He might mean roiv. So he has to say, lecha, lecha, lecha. So this is the thing, in Hilchus Erevin. Halacha in Hilchus Erevin, in Hilchus bitl rishus. Now comes the connection to Rosh Hashanah. So the Taz, we see from here, even if you say kuloi, it might mean roiv. We think kuloi means all. The word kuloi, all, can mean rubika kuloi. Says the Taz, now I understand Peshat in Rosh Hashanah davening. Meloich al kol ha'olam kuloi. Seems repetitive. So the Taz, to make it clear, we don't mean roiv. Do you find that slightly puzzling? Meloich, mentions melechem, roiv, bit. Something like, if he didn't make it clear, it might sound like the Bereshit is the king of the whole world, meaning rive of the world. Interesting, a bit puzzling. So I once heard a pshat. RP Musa, they said about the Musa say, a person's mamluch, what does mamluch the Bereshit mean? Not the Bereshit, is a melech. As we said earlier, the Bereshit's melech means the Bereshit is a melech, it is a melech. The Bereshit is a moishel. The malchus of Rosh Hashanah is to be makabel the malchus of Bereshit. Kabbalah's Malchus means I accept the Ribbono Shel Olam as a king, and therefore I want to be a loyal subject and keep all the Torah and mitzvahs to the best of my ability. So the pshat is, I don't know if it's possible pshat or it's evad, the person might mean really, might be missing out someone. Who is he missing out? Himself. The person might, this is the shver. That's the difficult one, to man the Ribbono Shel Olam. Avad, I accept the Ribbono Shel Olam from the whole world. Avad, the Ribbono Shel Olam is a melech. Boshim is a ruler, Boshim is Hakol Yochel, Echod Yochel, Miyuchod, Ale Kavonus, and you really mean it. But the one which is the most negayah to every person is, the one which carries with the biggest responsibility, is the Boshim Melech on myself. Each person individually, meaning the Boshim is my Melech, and I have to subjugate all my everything, my deeds and my thoughts and my speech, everything I do has to be according to Ratzon Hashem, quite a tall order. So Kabbalah's Malchus, it says, we're supposed to go Echad, the greatest Kavanah. So Bar Musa, forget this Zichalayim. I don't know what's the Poshik, in Yochayim, Huchas Erev, in Simon Shein Pei, where it says, Alach, and there the Taz says this. So you have, you see, interesting, a Pshat in the Tvilas of Rosh Hashanah, from a Turezav in Hilchas Erevin, Simon Shein Pei. Mishmur just says pshat is you might be rubber kukulay. And Taz says that's the pshat mishmur. Okay, meloich. But if you think about it, it's slightly tautology. Meloich al kol olam kulay. With davening bunch, you're making the whole world. So the whole world means not rubber kukulay. Al kol polim. This is the kabbalas malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the other aspect of Rosh Hashanah is really connected. The other aspect of Rosh Hashanah is that we're davening for all our requirements, have all the for Ksiva Ksima Tova, all the things we need for the new year. We're starting a fresh sheet now, and we have nothing. Yeah, Kedalim Ucharoshim Dofaknu Delosech. We have nothing, and we're starting to daven for all the things we need. The Gemara says, Reishis Hashanat Akvus Hashanat Kol Shana Sherosha Bitchilasa Misasheres V'Soifa. If the beginning of the year we're poor, meaning Kaisel Met Chab Gornish, man begging for mercy, then it'll be a good year. Roshim, like she said, Kaisel Met Chab Gornish, davening Kedem Ogo, we had last year. Nothing, it's a fresh start now, it's all a new Chesbim. And the idea is to start to daven for everything as if nothing's guaranteed, and we have to makni ourselves. Oh, this is the second. So one aspect of Rosh Hashanah is be makabel, the malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we reaffirm our loyalty to the Ribbono Shel Olam as loyal subjects of Hashem, and we reaffirm our commitment to keeping Torah mitzvahs. And the second aspect is we're asking for all the things we need for the new year. That is, these two are very much interlinked. Why are they interlinked? The pshat is, if a person reaffirms his loyalty to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he makes a resolution to be an Eved of the Melech, he's more entitled to ask for his requirements. All the things he asked for, our tefillahs are more likely to be accepted. Our tefillahs, when we're asking for all the things we ask for in the new year, panosa, gezund, alazachen, are more likely to be accepted if we have the first part with makabel the malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because then we're entitled to say we want to use everything we've got to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Leman cholekim chayim. If it's the sake of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then it's much more. Stamp olam hazes. He says people have a good time, all sorts of gashmas. He says it's expensive. It's like a hotel. He says it's a malon yokar. It's an expensive hotel. Olam hazes. You have everything here. You have to pay for it. Eventually, kultuv. Covered with geld, Allah, he's geschmack leben. So he's having all the birchas Hashem in this world. Well, you have to pay for it. You're living here, no free board and lodging. So the science of art is, if you work for the management, you get it bechinam. You're working for the management. As our mensch was abbot, for kvod shemayim, if his main intention is Torah mitzvahs, needs panosa, everything he has, he needs to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he's more entitled to ask for these things. For Shemaim, yeah. Say, I want to the Vart, Hanasham Malach Vaguf Pa'alach, Chus Alam Malach, Hanasham Malach Vaguf Shalach, I say, the man Shemecha. Hanasham Malach, that's the burden, Sham is not from the burden Shem, Vaguf Pa'alach. Chus Alam Malach, pity. The second stage is Hanasham Malach Vaguf Shalach. The guf shalach means the guf is also shalach for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So may I say the man shemecha. Then a person can ask for kvod shemayim. If chas v'shalom he wants to have stam the material pleasures of this world for its own sake, then maybe he's not entitled to it. Or he is entitled. He might end up having charata, used up a kenzan chas v'shalom chas v'shalom. Person eat up v'shalom has in this world chas v'shalom. If a person's not doing anything for kvod shemayim. If he's not concerned about the covenant of the Ribbono Shel Olam, then he's having all the things having this world, you're not really entitled to it. But if a person's kavana is, as Mustama, most from you, the Mustama is, what's the panosa? What's the panosa for? Panosa, nachas, gezund, all the things a person wants, ultimately wants it to be able to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. As we know, when he's disturbed, you can't serve Hashem properly. So all these things, that's why. The toich the brachas in because kais or gashmis kazachen. Rambam asks a question. Ikas schar zonim abo. Schar mitzvah bahaya amaleka. There's no reward in this world for keeping the Torah. Ikas schar is galeiden ruchnius lernus mizivashchina. Obvious question. So why in parshas because kaisai everything is olim hazad the kazachen. Panosa and dosen raining and your things will grow. Yeah, I'll get no enemy. You'll defeat your enemies. The Rambam asks this question. Ikram says, since Ikram schaiz ruchnius, there's no schaiz really for mitzvahs. The schaiz mitzvah is so great you can't pay it in this world. Ikram schaiz Ruchnizikeschar, which the neshama can appreciate. And the neshama cannot appreciate reward in this world because this is a begushim dikavelt. The neshama of a person needs to have reward, the spiritual in Gan Eden, which is oilem and neshamas. Gashmis is gornished. Oh. So why are all the brokers in the Torah gashmis dikazachen? And for the Rambam, the Torah vada the ikeschar is oilem abo. Oh, but the bracha is all these gashmistic brachas, good crops and get a kinder and no toils from your enemies. All these things are to give you the calmness of mind to be able to serve Hashem. So the bracha is you'll have a peaceful life, tranquility, peace and tranquility. What for? To serve Hashem, machen to him, and then get more scharim abo. But if you're disturbed, you can't serve Hashem properly. The story, this people, someone's not well, he can't focus. So if someone does not have the gashmis get things he needs in life, his avodas Hashem will also be compromised. So we need to have it. There's a story, Dan Abramsky, someone asked him a question. He said, I'm sorry, I can't answer you, I'm not feeling well, I can't answer you properly. Shteti Rambam, Yefsha La'ayim B'chochma Mishu Chayla. Well, I'm not well enough to answer. So this person asked him again, a few times, says, why are you paying? You don't believe in that Rambam, he says. But me and that Rambam is like a Rambam in Hilchas Tzum and Gedoshim. As if Rambam passed the Aloch with every Hilchas Yib, but that Rambam, Yishim, that Rambam, blank goes up a Rambam. Every Pesach, so it's going to come back. But me is like a Rambam, like a Pesach Rambam. Rambam Paskin, a man she didn't know, can't she say, I'm sure he did learn when he's like, he means, a Gewissa Dagger, a Gewissa, I can't say from he was annoyed, you know, he was pestering him. I don't feel well enough to answer you. And this person was persisting. The guy was in there. Well, he's a Rambam, you can't do it. I'm not well enough to do it. Kolechel, he might have I'm so sure he did learn, wasn't it? Is the Yeshiva Das we need. A mental Yeshiva Das. I think now everything disturbs a person, yeah? Mental problemen. What problemen? The chemist, but I feel like I've had enough learning. You must to learn even when you've got tears, yeah? Just the Ram, everyone has to be kaveh from the Torah. Ram, a list of people have to learn. On the Osher Zoch, he ends up, Afilu Bal Ishu Bonim, that's the top of the list. Ishu Bonim, that's the biggest kid. Kinder, Bishtet, the kinder's wife. The person's got all sorts of domestic issues to deal with. I've had that malayim. They say, Avad, kaveh itim the Torah. I'm not saying stealing away time. But kavati es kaveh am not. Kaveh means to steal. But Malcolm, you've got to have that government out, despite all your traders, that can then mention to be covet in material all circumstances. Oh, but it's difficult. And if it's not the same dagger. A mention's got difficulties, whatever it is. But that mention we're very limited, the power of concentration. Yeah, there's ach, very gestert. Actually, Gemara, I think Abai says, the Gemara says, even I'm wrong with this. Abai says, if my mother says, pass me, I can't learn properly. Abai says, Omli imo to give me some kutach, I can't learn properly. Abai, the Maroim said about themselves, a kleine sterung, everything else, but something, can you get learned? So every Madaf Mizgabazan over all the tears to learn, team mitzvahs, obrashtetzach, mekasach better learning, and serve me boys, but not better, if you have no difficulty and life is peaceful. Peaceful, no tzoros. No tzoros whatsoever. There's no such thing about no tzoros. Everyone, Dvaila, Bizdigulushleim, no tzoros? No tzoros whatsoever. That's the ideal. It does say the Rambam, does say the Bechokosla Telechel, that's the brochas. The brochas of the Torah as a reward for keeping the Torah, not that is the ultimate reward. The ultimate reward is Ulam Abba, Gan Eden, Ruchnius. Oh, but after come Yeshua Das, to be able to fadin the Galen, you have to be able to have serve the Rebunshlem. So the Rebunshlem are gralding a brocha, I'll take away all your tzoros, I'll take away your enemies, and panusse berevach, alle gitte sachen, yeshaft in a vetter. Oh, you'll be peaceful, as can in git, len tief, be in gudel. Nishu vans ha kornen, yeah? Be in ruhig, peaceful life, you can learn, keep mitzvahs, you'll be able to be zurich in my boy. The gash mis the tzurich ruchnius. It does the Rosh Hashanah, that goes together. The Chelik will be Makabal, the Malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, reaffirming our commitment to keeping the Torah. Every year Rosh Hashanah we declare again, that's a shofar, like it's our coronation, they say. Coronation, everybody's masking to be Mamlech the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is a Melech. But we are Mamlech Moshe Meretzuneinu, not Moshe. Can I say Moshe Magoyim? The Goyim are Moshe. Moshe is not Chasam, a dictator, a despot. We want Adam Akdamon. We willingly accept the Akdamon, which means we reconfirm our commitment to Torah and Mitzvahs. And because of that, we feel entitled to ask for all the things we need for, because we're doing it at Torah Chavos Hashem. Is the underlying middle of all this, of course, is the Inyan Fin Hachno, as we said, Rosh, Chom Gornish, Ben Oni, Anivus. The biggest contradiction to Rosh Hashanah is to be a Balgaiva. Gaiva is worse midrash. Gaiva means a chalf, ichob zich, I can myself, yeah? This is a shaf of what a person says, he damages the bonus loyalim for panosa, but he thinks he can manage himself. Come on, dance, but really, he damages for panosa, but I might. He says, the bonus of mechvais fits the fear in manage himself, mishach and shalam. That our person can manage the bonus, but our mind can't go in, yeah? The koich is a contradiction to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah malchus means a chabgonish and everything's for the bonus. Oh, so now another doesn't mean I'm a nothing. It means I need. Yeah, shouldn't be misinterpreted. And onov means there was halach min agonish. That's someone said that bochim nowadays shouldn't learn too much about another. You know, chavos havovos shachnia. Chassadikim Shah Hanova. Why? The Ma'aser thing has been going. Ma'aser, the Chavos Havovos himself says at the beginning of the Shachnia that something's called Kniya. It's not really Kniya. So again, Ich bin going. A Kniya has to be Ich bin a chushe mensch. I've got gvadil koiches. By a chibit ma'atzloch of the Rebbeinu Shleulam. It's very important not to lose one's Kniya. Forget that is anivus. Some give Ich bin a person that very meek, very timid, got no ambitions in life. That's not anivus. Man, not shivus. When you say this, what? Say, people mention anivus means chabkoyches, but I'm an honor. If I realize it comes to the bonus. You say a mensch gets to ich bin gornish, ich ken gornish, is a tacher gornish, and he says like a behemoth. Chavos Havovos says that. Chavos Havovos says a zamin anivus. A person goes nothing. I can't do anything. It's like a behemoth. It's not really anivus. Anivus means ich bin a kosher person. Ich bin an evident bonus. My Torah mitzvahs are very valuable. He calls it Roimimus HaNefesh. He has the Chavos HaKniya, which is after Roimimus HaNefesh, that is a Midah Mushubachas. The Imlavi says, Eino Midah Mushubachas, Elkom Mevehema. Another means, first of all, know what you are. Ich bin Ayid, Chob HaChelik, Chob HaMashon of Nibon Shlolem, and my Torah Mitzvah is very valuable, and I have to contribute to Kvod Shemayim in the world. And I have to make my contribution. Whatever I do is very important. Every tefillah that I make is, every tefillah that I daven is important. Every bracha that I make is very important. Every mitzvah that I do, every inyan of Yetzer Hashem that I do makes grosser tikkunim in alo lomas. Even little me. A person thinks it's insignificant. Everybody's very significant. So after you know that everything I do is important, and my avoid Hashem is important, and chas on my avails also make a difference. Because if you think you're nothing, then you think my avail is nothing. If you think you're nothing, you might think your avail is also nothing. My not doing it is important. It's significant when I do a mitzvah. I don't do a mitzvah. Everything is very important. Everything tuts up in him or what I do. That's called Roimimus HaNefesh. You lift up yourself. You lift up your self-esteem. You realize I'm a very valuable member of Klal Yisrael. Even though a person who's not been such a big tzaddik on that. Even a person who's sticking on Russia. Abi Bernstein wants to have his avail Hashem. So after that, then, acha roimimus hanefesh, then comes another hachno. Rather, mustn't be about gaiva. Turns out you got to realize to humble yourself in the bonus. Oh. So just say about now about another. What's his emistic another? It's a very, you know, it's a strange thing, another. You can be, you think you're not, but you're not. So collaborate. If you run away from cover, the cover runs after you. Someone can decide, I've been running away from cover my whole life and the cover's not come out to me. He says, you know what, you're looking back to see if he's following you or not. So then we'll come out, besser sitzen in Mizrach and track not to be mad and standing mad and get that in Mizrach. It's pre-mystic, it's not a, so what you do, it's your whole attitude of man, how you feel. Oh, it's all Gemara in Saita. Well, it's in Santa Gemara, see. Gemara's there, Loshnia, and I thought it was an honor. Amr of Reish HaMinah, who I saw as an olive. Yeah. I'm not an olive, yeah, why? You saw somebody. Oh, he does it now. I thought I'm the sandal. You saw somebody, I'm not an olive. Now, Moshe, he saw the animals in map. We saw some had an incident with a covered, and he wasn't map. And now, the Gemara says what he did. This Amora did something which needed a lot of being misgab on his covered. So he thought, I'm an onov. Not gab would say that. He thought, I've reached my drink. And he saw something else. You know, I'm not an onov. Right? He saw another person was bigger than him. Now, look what he did. What he did originally. What he thought. What he thought was not onov. Why? Because what happened was, his wife said, Amora, his wife, there used to be an Amora, there used to be a Ibbers dog. Every Amora had somebody who sat there with a shear. Like as our Ibbersog, like as our.
A translator.
So the wife of the translator, Amora, said to the wife of Rabbo, my husband doesn't need you. Just give me a go. He doesn't need to help me. My husband helped you, yeah? She told him, she told him this. The Ibbersogger said, my husband's chosh, whole thing's a spiel. You're not bigger than him. And he said, what did he say? He said, no, he wasn't machpid. He said, my nafgimina. Ikis kvushimam. No, I'm looking at this one. He wanted to be Rosh Hashiva, and he refused it. Another person was a candle Rosh Hashiva, and he had Bali Chayva. He said, no, he's bigger than me. He gave away a big shtela. Stating a more, this Amora above all, he gave away a major shtela because the other candidate needed the money, was about Chayv, you get money. And that's what he thought he wasn't on of. And then he saw something else, said, ich bin noch ich kein on of. Now, let's hear what he saw and made him realize that. That seems grounding here. Another person wanted to be a Shiva, and he was a candidate for the job, and he gave it away. Listen, come on here. But Ibn Rabban the Mimne Beresha. Kevin the Chazal brought him in Akud and a feast gave out of Chayvus. Ikarab, but somebody bigger than me. He gave away a major stella. He gave away covered. Seems to be Alas Anivus, no? Brech me a cover. That's what he did. And because I thought he'd reached a certain dag in Anivus. Now let's hear what happened that made him realize I'm not really an Onov. What happened was, Kevin the Chazal of Abed Mach, he said something. He said a lot in here. He said one thing. And the Ibn looked a different thing, and it wasn't Machpid. So why is that so? That's the other thing's bigger. He saw an Amori giving a shear, and the Ibn said different to what he said. He didn't mind. So why is that more? He did a major act of sacrifice, giving away covered. So he thought it appears I've reached a certain Madrega Manivas, and then he saw this incident. He went, nah, I'm not. I'm reaching. But what did he see? He saw somebody, Moira, the Ibbersog, said definitely wasn't Machpid. So why is that bigger than, why was it only spore? I think the answer is, because if it's a kind of kite, you can see a person on. You touch someone's covered, you can tell, is he really not? This mice is giving away, if I just give out of it, but there's one little point here. If a person makes a public display, it may not be Shaniva. Someone says, no, yeah, let him have it, I've had it, I've had it, I've covered. I've had it wasn't here, but Hashem is always a chash mashu. Anything in public, a public display of anivus might not be 100%. That's what he did. I'm sure it wasn't Shem Shemayim, but he realized there's always a chash. I feel good about it. I gave away a shtela. There was that aspect. First of all, it's done in public, and second of all, you feel good. I gave it away to Yenim. So who knows? I've had it. Well, I've had it. Metach v'dam. Roy Makadoshim. Of those some, it could always be a shemetz. It's not. It might be a mashu, not 100% anivus. Why? Because you. First of all, it's a public display of anivus, and second of all, you have a good feeling. I gave it away. Oh. But the incident he saw was our shiva zok tashir, and the ibazoga says differently. Chutzpah gedolah. He's not. And no. And he could have been mapped with dusizah. Meretorn danoche. This was an incident which could have bothered him because he touched him. I covered. And that's a Nishkin public thing. No one knows about it. And he felt he wasn't, but this is aggressive Madrega. Interesting. So Anivus, being an Onov, is not measured by how much you can display your Berech not covered. Anivus means you really hold everything, but I'm not Makbid on my covered. So the simon is, if someone chappers you, a proper chapper, it chappers your covered. So sometimes it could be, you give away covered, but he hasn't chappered you because you feel good, I gave it away to him. Maybe you can get, I'm not saying in this case, look at me, I gave away the covered. Then there could always be a hint of a lack of anivas, of a little incident. Someone's Rosh Hashiva, a Zokta Shia, and the Ibbazoga is meant to say, and he said different to what I said, a chutzpah. He's pegia in my cupboard. And this is a pegia in his cupboard. And he wasn't makpid, this is aggressive. Murdik. This is how Moira said, I thought I was an onov. I thought I reached a certain darg in anivus, meaning I'd reached a certain level of not being makpid on my cupboard. And this, I'm not there yet. I couldn't do what he did. What did he do? Because he wasn't makpid when someone said, and Vice says he understood. That takes more self-control. If someone shepherds your cupboard person, ich bin the great. And then the Gemara said, what happened before? It's like a murdik. What he did before was murdik. It was a gewaldig gezag, giving away a cupboard. Of a hell that wasn't yet the highest, but the highest leg is not to be makpid. On a thing which a shepherd be. So this is anivus, and this is Rosh Hashanah, meaning not your cupboard, kvod shemayim. Melavada, Romus and Ephesh, nobody should be lacking his self-esteem. But the Kovlish, the Rosh Hashanah is Malchus, Anivus, Mimachni himself, and a good practice is not to be mapped by the people giving insult, yeah? Hanalovin Veinamovin. It's actually a school for Kapolos Avonis, actually. Mazuchtov Skillers for Kapolos Avonis. A school it is, anybody gives you a chepa, Nalovin, those who are insulted, Veinam Oilvin, don't insult other people. Oisim, I have a smech in me, so Oivav, we get a sish, we get a grand, we get a title, Oiv Hashem, Meilas, I go to school for Kapos of Oinus. Ben Yun calls it Pesach Tikrim, we're up in the Dreg, has from Yisurim. Every person has to have something as Yisurim. We have to have some suffering in life. What can we suffer? We don't have any Yisurim. This year we have to have anything. You're saying Davening, you're saying Yom Kippur Davening. Don't do it, or Mashach Atos Lefanecha, Mechoik Barachamecha Rabbim, Avoloi Alide Yisurim. Please, Hashem, take away my veil, but no Yisurim. What do you mean? How do you get rid of it? If a person has to have suffering, let's say, I've got tshuva. Sometimes after you do tshuva, you have to have some sort of Yisurim to wipe away. I don't want Yisurim. Maybe it has to have Yisurim. Can I chat this? Nishkin Yisurim has to have illnesses. This type of Yisurim is good. Maybe someone will give me a chepa and I won't answer back. Yisurim say to them, straight to go to schuss some of these. It's not good for him, did it? He did me a taiva. It's not good for him that did it. My mom, she once said, if someone upsets you, you get agmas nefesh, your sins get taken away. My mom, she once said, oh, you saw Bochum schmoozing in the beginning of Seder. Behold, she said, schmoozing with Seder, you're upset with the flens. She said, he said, ganz gut bedieved, ich hab kapolas avoinus von dem. Ob ihr darf sein, die schlichen von mein kapolas avoinus. No one should be listening. No one's ever listening. But what happened? This has happened. Someone upsets you. Someone makes an offensive remark. It's not good what he did. But if it happens, then b'dievet, ganz gut b'dievet, and it's also working on your anova, working on your midas, not to be makpid. And not to be makpid when you're covered, not publicly. Publicly, a small, private incident, one-to-one, small, instant, b'chadre chadorim, no one knows about it, someone annoys you, someone insults you, someone machtazach, which is b'geh b'chvoitcha, why you, b'chvoitdi and me, come to me as well, b'chvoitdi, if it happens to me, someone gets into me, little b'geh, am I covered? If it's b'chadre, no one's there, and the person that I'm going to exercise self-restraint, I won't answer back, I accept it as a gewaldige skiller for kabbalah savonis, work on another, I'll get to give you a Valid. Yeah.